Welcome to Hot Topics in Education with the Learning Partnership. In this podcast series, the Policy and Knowledge Mobilization team will explore current trends in public education.
Hi, I'm Todd Julie with the Learning Partnership, and I'll be your host for our Hot Topics in Education podcast on financial literacy. For this episode, I spoke with the Government of Canada's financial literacy leader, Jane Rooney. Ms. Rooney was appointed financial literacy leader in April 2014 for a term of up to 5 years, acting under the instructions of the Commissioner of the Financial Consumer Agency of Canada. Prior to this governor and council appointment, she was FCAC's Director, Financial Literacy and Consumer Education, a role she held since 2008. Ms. Rooney and her financial literacy team earned the Public Service Award of Excellence for their innovative approach to engaging students with the development of The City, a financial life skills resource that teaches money management through an interactive and fun online world. If you're ready to begin, I'll start with the first question.
Sure.
All right, so my first question is, why is financial literacy education important for school-age children? At what age should schools begin teaching it?
Financial literacy is really a critical life skill. We equate it to the need to learn to read and write, because financial literacy is about building knowledge, skills, and confidence to make informed and responsible financial decisions. And it's important for kids as young as possible to start learning about money and the financial decisions that they'll have to take later in life, like when they get their first job, when they start post-secondary education or working after high school. Critical life skill.
All right. And what would you say is the role of parents in financial literacy? And additionally, what is the role of financial institutions?
In terms of parents, I mean, we have an opportunity to have parents act as role models for their children. And in fact, there was a recent survey conducted by the Canadian Foundation for Economic Education, CFE, and 6,000 kids responded to that survey, and they confirmed that they want to learn about money from their parents, but also from their school system. So I think that parents have a great role to play in terms of talking about money around the kitchen table, acting as role models, helping kids learn about the essential skills like what's a budget and how do you go about budgeting, the importance of saving and saving for the long term, but also saving for shorter term, like vacations, like, you know, a movie night with your friends. So parents can have an opportunity to act as role models by bringing their children grocery shopping, for example, to show kids what a budget looks like and how you can meet your budget through the shopping experience. So I think there's a very important role that parents play, and they're trusted by their kids. In terms of financial institutions, they have a very important role to play, of course, because they're the organizations offering the financial products and services. So they have a role to play in terms of helping people understand the terms and conditions around each of the products and services they offer. They have a role to play in terms of helping people understand what a budget is. And they're really the frontline staff that can reach out to as many people as they have clients, right? So one of the things that the Financial Consumer Agency of Canada, where I work, has done with the banks is worked with 21 different banks to offer FCAC's videos information through their social media channels and their websites. And those video clips help explain rights and responsibilities to people, like protecting your PIN. When you have a debit or a credit card, it's so important to keep your personal identification number, your PIN, private. So they've promoted our video to their clients. There are other important pieces of information in our videos, like the cost of a cash advance on a credit card. You know, you have to pay interest right away if you take a cash advance on a credit card, and many people don't know these things. So the role of the financial institution to help FCAC promote rights and responsibilities and encourage people to better understand the products so they choose the right product for their needs is critical.
All right. Can you please describe the city, its development, and some of the financial literacy skills that it teaches?
Sure. The city is a financial literacy program that FCAC developed with the British Columbia Securities Commission. The program that the British Columbia Securities Commission had already developed has been in play since 2004, and it's an award-winning program. FCAC worked with BCSE to create an online version that addresses the financial literacy needs of all provinces and territories across Canada. So it's a free resource that's available online. It's got 11 learning modules. It's got expenses and budget handouts and worksheets throughout the program. So teachers can teach this. Students can work with the city in their classrooms or at home. And it's got concepts around needs versus wants, budgeting, savings, credit and debt, insurance, and investing. It culminates in a financial plan for students. And so it's about 20 hours of learning that a teacher can use with their students to learn about money concepts. FCAC also has other great tools on its website. Your Financial Toolkit is another online learning module that can be used either in a self-directed way or with a presenter like a teacher working with their students. And we have a financial literacy database that teachers can use to find lots of resources across Canada. It's actually got 1,300 different resources that can be filtered by province, by topic, by type of information. So the city, our program, is included in the database. It's also on FCAC's website at canada.ca/itpaysknow.
Okay. Have you ever conducted an evaluation of the city? If so, what are some of the key findings?
We did conduct an evaluation of the city, and actually BCSE also did a comprehensive review of its students that took the city and followed them a few years later. Some of the key findings are that kids actually learned how to budget. They were more confident in their financial knowledge and therefore able to transact in a more confident manner with their financial institutions and when they made decisions.
All right. Switching gears, what are the three most essential financial literacy topics for school-age children?
The three most essential financial literacy topics for school-age children, in my view, are the following: needs versus wants, delayed gratification, and budgeting that includes savings and knowing what your expenses are. In terms of needs versus wants, it's an important topic. You know, knowing what you need, what's an essential, like a clothing, food, housing. Those are needs. But wants is another concept where you have to learn what's not essential, you know, going to a movie tonight. And I have two teenagers, and they're always connected. So I see that young people are bombarded by advertising, by marketing campaigns through social media, through videos. It's the peer pressure and the influence in terms of trying to get young people to purchase. Well, knowing whether or not you need something versus want something is an important concept to know when you're being bombarded by these advertising campaigns. Delayed gratification is a critical concept. And in the U.S., the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, CFPB, created a model about what concepts kids can learn. And of course, it's important for kids to learn about money concepts as early as possible. And delayed gratification is a concept that can be introduced to kids as young as 3 to 6 years old. And why that's important is because when you're bombarded by these marketing campaigns, it's important for kids to recognize that they can save and plan for a purchase so that delayed gratification is a concept. It's a behavior that can be ingrained in people at a very young age, so that when money concepts and purchasing decisions are being made later on, that's a habit and a behavior that they will rely on so that they can plan and save to make a purchase. The last concept around budgeting is so important. We know budgeting increases people's level of confidence. We know that when people know where their income is coming in and where their expenses are going, they're more confident. They also can make spending decisions or changes so that they can put aside savings. And having emergency savings or short-term savings is critical to being able to pay for things that come up suddenly, rather than going into debt and using credit to make those purchases. So we know through surveys that less than half of Canadians have a budget. And in our research, some people say that they don't actually know where to start. Well, FCAC has a great budget tool. We have on Canada.ca, it pays to know. We have a student budget calculator, as well as a budget calculator that can be used by all Canadians, that can help people better grasp where their income's coming in and where their expenses are going. And we believe that that's a foundational financial concept for people to learn.
That sounds great. For my last question, I'd like to ask, what are your three recommendations for providers of financial literacy education for school-aged children?
I'd say the three recommendations that I would frame are, you know, keep it fun and engaging. It's important to make financial literacy fun, engaging. Second is seize a teachable moment. And the third is use resources that are out there. So I'll break those down a little bit. Making things fun and engaging is so important for educators with their students, because there is a bit of a fear around money, and people need to be more confident in terms of their financial literacy learning. And we know that kids are always on their phones, they're always connected. And one example of something that's fun and engaging that I've seen in action is a new app called Save the Camp. It's a great program that teaches money concepts in a really fun and engaging way. So kids are not afraid to learn, they're learning by having fun, and it keeps their interest. I know that the Learning Partnership was also involved in the development of Save the Camp, and it's available in FCAC's database on Canada.ca. It pays to know. It's a great, fun app to use. So using digital technology with students, we've seen through our research that it really does work in terms of helping people learn, and it's a great opportunity. The other piece of making it fun and engaging is sometimes educators are not that comfortable with money concepts. So an idea would be to bring in an expert speaker to speak to students. And I've seen this in action as well. James Cunningham is Funny Money, and he comes in to provide an hour-long presentation to students, and he makes the presentation almost like a comedy act. He engages kids. They come up on the stage. It's a great way for kids to learn. And as I said, I've got two teenage sons who've both seen the Funny Money program through their high school. And all of a sudden, after seeing a one-hour presentation with James Cunningham, my kids are asking me, what is a GIC, a Guaranteed Income Certificate? You know, what is a Canada Savings Bond? How can I save my money? So he has a very effective presentation. In terms of seizing teachable moments, kids are experiencing money at different stages of their lives. So teachers have a great opportunity to use a teachable moment, like when kids get their first job. So around the ages of 15, 16, most kids are getting their first job. And so using that teachable moment about how to open up a bank account, what's a budget, the concepts of budgeting and savings, so important that teachers can use those examples in life to help teach kids about money. And in terms of using resources that are out there, there are lots of resources that educators can use that are fun and engaging. There are organizations out there that have great tools. And in terms of where to find that, FCAC has the Canadian Financial Literacy Database. The information is free. It's easily accessible through our database. You can filter by type of information you want, by language, and by topic, as well as by province. And that's at canada.ca/itpaysknow. So Ontario Securities Commission, for example, has a great website, getsmarteraboutmoney.ca. And they've got great content for educators and for kids. You can also find Save the Camp app on the Learning Partnership website, of course, but also there are programs that FCAC has. The City, we mentioned, it's a program for students in about grade 10, and educators and parents can use that. There's Talk with Kids About Money, which is a program offered by the Canadian Foundation for Economic Education that that gives tools to teachers, but also parents to help kids learn about money.
All right, Ms. Rooney, thanks very much for taking the time to speak with us and share your thoughts on financial literacy on behalf of both ourselves at the Learning Partnership and on behalf of our listeners.
You're welcome. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
All right.